My guest, Amy Siskind from The New Agenda. Amy, welcome to the Big Talker 1210.
Hi, thank you for having us, RJ. The New Agenda is a nonpartisan women's rights group, and our goal is to speak out for both women and, in this case, girls. Oh. And teen dating violence is a big topic for us that we're very involved in.
And the website is thenewagenda.net.
Correct.
Okay. Well, you write an article about what happened out in Richmond, California, which was just horrific. And as I was saying, what made it worse was people standing around, not doing anything.
Right. You know, it's an interesting time for it to happen again. I'd like to say that this was an isolated incident, RJ, but it's not. You know, our organization speaks out about rape generally and about violence against teenage girls and women, both of which are escalating. But this is unfortunately not an uncommon occurrence. The media has globbed onto the fact that there were bystanders watching. But as well, this woman was raped by 5 to 10 men over a period of 2.5 hours. And, you know, to us what this signifies, you know, bystander issue aside, is that gender-based assault has just become an acceptable norm in our country. And, you know, it's time for our country to start to realize this and take steps to correct it.
Now, Amy, were you appalled, disappointed, or both about the media coverage of this crime?
Well, I think they get it wrong. It's a repeated pattern, just as when Rihanna was almost strangled to death by Chris Brown.
Yeah.
You know, the media initially said, what could Rihanna have done to upset the mild-mannered Chris Brown? You know, our media does a big disservice to our country, especially to the women of our country, by covering the notion this way. Because when we look at even this case, this woman, you know, gang raped, you know, in a crowd of 30 to 40 men. Our media wants to look at, was she drinking? Was she drinking
right.
at the prom?
What was she wearing? Like that's okay.
Yeah, as if somehow she wanted this. You know, it totally unacceptable. The other thing our media is doing improperly in covering this is not focusing on the, you know, what the causes are. And this week, there was also a really interesting study that came out from Parents Television Council.
I was just about to go that. Go ahead. I was going to go there and talk about that. Go ahead.
Well, they're like ourselves. They're a nonpartisan group. And what their study found, and this is a shocking result, from 2004 to 2009, on the major networks that show TV shows, violence increased by 2%. Violence against women increased 120%. And, you know, drum roll please, violence against teenage girls increased by 400%. So we have a case in our country where we're allowing our networks to feed in to our homes shows where our teenage boys are watching girls get beat up, blood, strangled, everything else. And that's what they're being trained by on our television shows.
Well, one of the reasons your article stood out to me, too, was the fact that my wife and I, several months ago, had a conversation about violence and I think we were at a movie. And during the movie, and I can't remember which one it was, but a woman was punched out. And it was sort of like a fight between a man and a woman, like it was supposed to be even. And the woman, you know, got the worst end of it. And I was very uncomfortable watching that. That was just not something I thought was, you know, entertaining. Why is the media, Hollywood TV, why is this acceptable? How did we get that to this point that this kind of violence against women is acceptable?
Yeah, and I've been wondering myself whether Hollywood is becoming the left's Wall Street. But, you know, that aside, what you're speaking about has become so commonplace, and it's not only in their TV and movies, it's in our magazines, it's in our video games that the kids play where, you know, there's one video game I mentioned in the article where the kids get points for killing, you know, women. It's become an acceptable norm, and the more they're exposed to this, the more it dumbs down their sensitivity, and the more you get a case like this where one of the teachers in the community observed that these boys basically thought of this woman as a piece of trash, you know, as property, as not a human being, to use her terms. And unfortunately, that's what's around us, and that's what we need to start speaking out about, because the manifestation of this is the rates of teen dating violence are escalating. And I had wished that one of our major politicians, our president, Valerie Jarrett, Michelle Obama, had spoken out and started to bring awareness, because the rates of, again, teen dating violence are staggering.
Now, Amy, you mentioned Wall Street. You referred to Hollywood as Wall Street on the left. Your background, you worked on Wall Street for quite a number of years.
Yes.
Okay. And again, what was your position there?
I worked as a trader on Wall Street for 20 years. Yeah, I ran departments on Wall Street.
So, you have firsthand experience of a boys' club.
I do. It's subtle. A lot of sexism is subtle, and that's a whole other subject we could talk about on another
I'd love
to talk about Obama's exclusion of women in his basketball games and his golf clubs.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? You wrote a great article on Ted Kennedy.
Yes.
And if you just go to thenewagenda.net, and it's just some fascinating articles, and I could talk to you about Ted Kennedy because I lived in Massachusetts for 13 years. But we're digressing here, and let's get back to the story here. Now, Wendy Murphy, who is a former prosecutor from Massachusetts, she had an article that was sort of attached to your article that I found on thedailybeast.com. And in it, she said that those bystanders should be prosecuted. Do you believe the same thing?
You know, that's really a legal issue, and people are understandably extremely upset about, and Wendy has much more of a background on that issue than I do. That's really a legalese issue. But I think that issue, to me, was secondary to the actual attack. And our media, there was one panel on CNN in particular where you had four men being interviewed. They were psychologists trying to explain the bystanders and what they might have been thinking. Well, gosh darn it, I don't really care what they were thinking. I want CNN to talk about what is happening to our teenage girls, and why one out of five of our girls are raped before they leave high school and college. You know, why one out of three girls are victims of some sort of either hitting or slapping or kicking or whatnot from their boyfriends in high school. These are the things that our media should have had as the takeaway from this case, and that's what you didn't hear on any of the stations. And the media misses what they could actually do some good on when these situations arise. And unfortunately, there's so many of them that have come up. I mean, Rihanna is one. And, God bless Rihanna for coming out and speaking out, that she's speaking out on 2020.
Right. I mean,
she's doing some great service to girls as opposed to walking away from the situation. She's making it into a teachable moment.
Okay.
But one thing I point to in my article is we really need to get more women into positions of political power where they can speak out and advocate and start to work to change, what our country knows about what's going on, because as parents, we all care about this type of thing.
Right.
And it's all just an issue of awareness. I'm sure if parents across the country knew that this could be their daughters and knew that this was happening, in colleges, in suburban communities, and, this happens. Unfortunately, it doesn't matter what race or socioeconomic background you have. Violence against teens finds you. And we really need to start to educate parents and make parents advocates in our grassroots fight to change this.
Okay, if you're just joining us, this is the Big Talker 1210 at WPHT and the BigTalker1210.com. My name is R.J. McKay. My guest is Amy Siskind from the NewAgenda.net. We're talking about an article she wrote that's on her website along with thedailybeast.com. You can find it there. And we're talking about the horrific story out in Richmond, California, where a teenage girl was gang raped by, you said, between 5 and 10 men?
Yes.
The four have been arrested. That's the last I saw in the news story. Have you seen anything else?
I think they had a fifth arrested, and they were possibly going after a sixth, and they're still pursuing other leads.
Okay, and we're talking about violence against women. Would you like to take some questions from callers?
Absolutely.
Okay, I hope I don't hang up on you, so I got to make sure I remember to do this right. You're still there. Okay, let's go to Joel on the cell. Joel, welcome to the Big Talker 1210 WPHD.
Hi. Thank you so much, RJ, and let me tell you, it's great to hear you back on the radio.
Thank you.
I gotta say, I have a 6-year-old little princess, and I would want to kill somebody if anybody ever put their hands on her. But I think it comes down to respect. I mean, just in general in our society, that disrespect is very acceptable. And I'm not just talking about towards women. I'm talking about in general, being disrespectful, we can blame, TV, the media, we can blame hip hop, we can blame whatever you want to, but in general, I think that respect is really where, in general, is where it has to start. I mean, RJ, you're a man. If I had a disagreement with you, my first thought is not going to be wanting to put my hands on you either.
Right.
So it's not just a man-woman thing. It's just respect in general, I think.
Okay. All right, Joel, I appreciate the call. Amy, the one thing he brought up, I thought Joel brought up a good point about respect. And you started talking about parents, helping parents. But shouldn't that really start with the parents teaching respect for boys, teaching them to respect women? Doesn't that really where it's supposed to start?
Right. I mean, I think your caller was referring to a general lack of respect in that. May or may not be true. But, the fact is that nearly half of our teenage girls who are in a relationship are victims of some sort of verbal, physical, or sexual abuse by their boyfriend. So I think it does start at home. I think, and as I mentioned in my articles, we as parents need to do something about it, and we need to have age-appropriate conversations with our children, our daughters and our sons. I mean, I certainly have done with both my children about what is and what is not appropriate behavior. And it's not okay to touch somebody or hurt somebody because you're upset. And to tell our daughters, it's not okay to be touched or be hit or be slapped or be yelled at. And if that makes you uncomfortable, you need to go to an adult and tell them. And we should all use this as a teachable moment. I mean, my daughter is 12, and so I don't feel comfortable talking to her about an actual rape, but I could say to her, when you go out trick-or-treating with your girlfriends on Halloween, don't leave the pack. Don't be alone with a group of boys. Mm-hmm. Because even, in communities where you think it doesn't happen, this type of thing is happening. And so that's how we start as parents, to be our own grassroots educational help. And the new agenda is part of an organization called MADE. And you can find it at loveisrespect.org with other organizations like Liz Claiborne and 17 Magazine and Red Book Magazine. And, it's about educating our daughters and our sons about what's right.
All right. I'll tell you what. I'm going to take a break here. We've got a few more callers that I'm going to have hang on, and then we're going to continue this conversation. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Amy. This is the Big Talker 1210 WPHD. We're talking with Amy Siskind from the newagenda.net, and we are talking about violence towards women right here on the Big Talker 1210 WPHD.
More of your calls in minutes on the Big Talker 1210 WPHD.
Malcolm Gladwell is one of the most successful authors in the world. Tipping Point, Blink, Outliers, and now What the Dog Saw. He's coming to the Keswick Theater for Book Club, and you should be there.
The Michael Smirkanish Book Club with Malcolm Gladwell is Wednesday, November 18th at the Keswick Theater. Tickets are $39.99 and include a signed copy of What the Dog Saw. Go to thebigtalker1210.com or call the box office at 215-572-7650. Brought to you in part by Hi-Fi House. You can turn a good house into a great house with Hi-Fi House and Steven Singer Jewelers. If you're a true fan, you'd like to cheer on the team at every home or away game. Allstate agents Rick Kamer in Ridley Park and Rich Gallo in Wayne want to make that happen. They want you to get away at an away game. Enter for your chance to win a trip to Dallas and 4 tickets to the game, plus hotel and travel accommodations. Don't miss your chance to win a free away game getaway presented by Allstate. Register now at thebigtalker1210.com. No purchase or submission to sales presentation necessary to enter or win. December 11, 2009. Void where prohibited. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 years of age and older who reside in Pennsylvania.
Good news for homeowners. October is refinance and save month at LendingTree. Get a 30-year fixed rate for only 4.875%, 4.98% APR. Terms and conditions apply. Go to LendingTree.com or call 1-800-555-TREE.
Anyone can be a player in the world of internet radio advertising. Whether you're a Fortune 500 company, a small mom-and-pop store, or somewhere in between, get in the game at TargetSpot.com. TargetSpot. Turning up internet radio advertising.
Are you in retired years and do you feel railroaded by the stock market? Are you working with an advisor who recommends stocks, bonds, and mutual funds and says, all aboard. That's okay in the working years, but in retirement, that's a red flag. You can't safeguard what you've worked for all your life by keeping it at market risk. You could outlive your money. Hi, this is Phil Cannella, host of the Crash Proof Retirement Show and founder of First Senior Financial Group. Join us and get educated on CPR, Crash Proof Retirement. Don't let yourself get run over by that runaway train called the stock market. And find out how you can have a 10-year income and not pay taxes on 85% of it. Or call me now at 800-722-9728. That's 800-722-9728.
Don't miss the Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella, Saturday afternoon at 2 and Sunday afternoon at 1.
Hi, I'm Joe Abruzzi. It's that time of year. The summer's come to an end and the cool fall air is blowing in. Why not warm your stomach in your home with our delicious homemade foods from Abruzzi and Giunta's Italian Market? We are one of the top hoagie joints serving South Jersey for over 17 years. Our delicious Italian homemade specialties, like our signature strombolis, fresh mozzarella made on the premises, meatballs, chicken cutlets, broccoli rabe, fresh filled cannolis, and Thanksgiving pies, Abruzzi and Giunta's is committed to providing tasty foods and friendly service that makes you feel right at home. We also offer gourmet Italian meats, cheeses, and homemade sauces perfect for the whole family. Mention this ad, and for every game the Birds win this football season, you can buy one of our delicious hoagies and get the second free the following day. Abruzzi and Giunta's Italian Market, as good as what Mama used to make, on Route 38 in Mount Laurel, open 7 days a week. Call today, 856-231-0203.
1210 WPHT, where logic and common sense live. The Big Talker 1210.
With the emphasis on common sense, this is the Big Talker 1210 WPHT. My name is RJ McKay, and we can also catch us on the internet, thebigtalker1210.com. Here are the numbers I'm going to throw out to you from Philadelphia, 215-839-1210. From the suburbs, 610-664-1210. From South Jersey, 856-541-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless push #1210. My guest is Amy Siskind from the newagenda.net. Amy, again, thank you so much for joining us. We're talking about violence against women. We got Matt who's been waiting on the phone. We're going to go to him right now. Okay, Amy?
Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, Matt from Upper Darby, thank you for joining us here on the Big Talker 1210.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I have a slightly different take.
Okay.
And although I totally agree with everything that Amy has been saying, I am at a gut level more outraged by what she finds to be not quite as much the main issue, which is why didn't the bystanders do anything? And that's the reason why I think a lot of people are feeling this. And I think it's because there's always going to be bad people. There's always going to be gangs. And there's always going to be an aggression in the human being that's going to rise up every now and then, and it needs to be stopped. And the thing is, when you have no one to stop it, I just think you can't pacify an entire society and teach everybody to be respectful. You can try, and it's certainly important, but I think more importantly, people need to be taught to be the rescuers. And I think little boys especially are attracted to the superheroes. And I think we've been taking away their superheroes and telling them to be little pussycats and to be nice to girls, and that's all important, but how much more exciting is it to teach little boys to be the protectors of girls and to be the protectors of their friends and the protectors of those who are weaker? Like, all it took was, if I understand the story right, I don't know the whole story, all it would have taken was one person to step away from the group and dial 911 on their cell phone.
That one leaves me baffled. I appreciate that, Matt. Thanks for the call. Amy, I think, what do you think of his points there?
Well, you know, Matt, I think what we agree on, and, you know, I agree the bystander aspect is terrible, but I think the issue there is the same as the attackers, that they're being fed a healthy diet of this stuff all around them every day. So when they're watching that, they might as well be sitting in their den watching TV or playing video games or whatnot. And I think parents need to be having conversations. I'm not saying that our sons need to be pussycats, but we need to speak to our sons and say, this is right and this is wrong. Right? We as parents should have that responsibility.
Right.
And we can do that at home. And they should get that as well, as I was mentioning to RJ. We can get that taught in our schools. We should all be approaching our principals and having this in the curriculum in our middle schools, to say, you know, to have our kids taught. We can't always count on parents to do this at home, but our kids should be getting this in their health education in schools to teach our girls and our boys what is acceptable behavior.
All right, we got some more phone calls. You want to take them, Amy?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, let's go to Elijah on the cell. Elijah, welcome to the Big Talker 1210.
Hi. Listen, this lady has no clue.
Wait a minute. She's right here. You don't call her this lady. Amy's waiting right here, Elijah. Go ahead.
Okay, Amy, you have no clue as to the world that these kids live in. Dad, you're talking third, fourth generation. They don't have a clue as to who their dad is. All right? You know, they come from families, four or five different dads. Right? You live in a fantasy world. You know, they should go with conflict resolution. Death, murder, rape, that's what's normal for them.
Right.
Why don't you come live in Germantown or L.A. or somewhere in the ghetto for about a month to get an idea of what's going on? It's people like you with your fantasy, your left-wing fantasy ideas that have destroyed the family. You know, there's no dad. Dad is the yardstick that these girls and boys learn to measure what a man is.
All right, Elijah, let Amy respond. Go ahead.
I can answer that. Yeah, Elijah, actually, this impacts girls and boys of all races and socioeconomic backgrounds, so you're actually factually incorrect. The data shows 1 in 3 girls, and it doesn't matter what their socioeconomic, it's just as prevalent in our wealthy communities as it is in the homes where there's only one parent or no parents. So what you're speaking of is incorrect, and this isn't a problem.
I don't know where you get your data from. I don't know where you get it from.
I will tell you, you can look at, have you heard of the American Bar Association? Do look at the American Bar Association, ABA.net, and you'll see all that stuff.
The black community, it's 10 times worse. My father had a church, over 1,000 members.
Okay.
I only know of 4 girls in that church that had normal families. The majority of them had been raped before.
Well, we want to help them. We want to help them.
If you
want to
help them.
And that's why our group is to help all women and girls.
Listen, here's how you help them.
Okay, I'm listening. How do we help
First
them?
Of all, without a normal family, the family's how you pass values down. Without a dad there, here's the kind of girls that you get. You get the kind of girls who have no yardstick for measuring a man. The first little knucklehead that blows in their ear, boom, their legs are open, they're pregnant. The boys, they have no idea what manhood is. You know, they don't know that manhood is sacrificing, going to work when you're sick, when you don't feel well, doing without so that your children have.
I agree with you. That's why we need to get it into our curriculum, because when they're at school, they can learn from the school what is right and what is wrong. I don't disagree with what you're saying. I don't disagree that not everybody is, you know, the ideal family set. Very few kids actually do. But we can do as much as we can do collectively together, and we as parents can speak out, and we as parents can demand that it's in our schools.
There is no parent. There is a parent. You understand that?
I'm a single parent. I'm having the conversation with my kids. We can all, as single mothers or parents and families, have conversations.
Okay, Elijah, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I do want to address RJ. You know, I hear what he's saying, mm-hmm. and this helps all those children. I understand, and this is not a left-wing or a right-wing agenda. We are nonpartisan. We want to help all women and girls. And that's how we do it, is to educate and make people aware and have the dialogue we're having now and have it in our churches and our temples, wherever we can have it, wherever we can raise awareness and say to the kids, this is acceptable, this is not an acceptable way of dealing with
right. And I do agree, Elijah does have a good point that problem of single families, single parents, that is a problem, especially in poor neighborhoods, because the single parent is working a lot, so the kids are alone. So that almost seems like a whole nother issue that needs to be tackled, don't you think, Amy?
Yeah, you know, but the data doesn't bear it out. The data says it's also happening, you know, in wealthy areas. It's happening in our colleges. Gang rapes, I talk about in my article, gang rapes where girls walk into fraternities.
Okay.
And get gang raped. So you'd like to think that it's a problem that we can isolate and put into one mold. But the fact of the matter is that the boys in a community that are, you know, gazillionaires are having the same issue, maybe not to the extreme and to the same extent as you might think, but it's, you know, the numbers bear out that it does cross all socioeconomic lines. So I understand the characteristics of what each community can do is different, but working moms, single moms can still write a letter. If you go to loveisrespect.org, find that letter, send it in to your principal, send an email to your principal and ask that it's being taught in your curriculum.
It's got to start somewhere, right?
Right. We can beat our heads against the wall and do nothing. And I wish our politicians were doing more and it didn't have to be us parents in the schools. But, you know, doing nothing but complaining doesn't get us anywhere.
I'd almost prefer parents taking charge instead of politicians. That's just my thoughts.
Well, it would be good if we could fight it on all fronts. And,
your
caller is right. Not all parents can do this. So let's get it in schools. Let's fight it wherever we can.
A couple more calls and we'll wrap this up then.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's go to Don in North Carolina. Don, you calling from North Carolina?
Yes, sir. Hello there, RJ.
Appreciate
Hello
the
there,
call.
Annie.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm fine, ma'am. I'm a born and raised Southern male, and I was raised, you know, I mean, not to hit women or anything, but I have a slightly different issue and a different incident that I would hope to get your input on, and that is the young woman who was ran over by her father. Yeah, out in Arizona because she was getting too westernized. And
yes.
The whole Sharia law, you know, the acceptance thing that, you know, that parents can beat on their female daughters and stuff. I mean, I taught my kids, I have a son and a daughter, and, you know, I taught my daughter, you know, you don't accept violence from anybody. I taught my son, you ever hit a girl, you're in deep problems with me.
All right, Don. I appreciate the call.
That's a great question, Don. I mean, that's Sharia law. I mean, our group, that's really an issue within feminist organizations that a lot of them don't want to talk about this because it's not our culture, it's not our thing. But
right.
Our organization, I wrote another Daily Beast article about a woman who was beheaded in upstate New York.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, this is something, these people should be held to our laws. They're in our country. You're in the United States, you're an American, you are held to our laws, and, you know, this is not acceptable that their communities hide them or condone this type of behavior in our country.
Nope.
It's not acceptable anywhere, but we need to speak out about that stuff.
No argument here. Again, if you're just joining us, this is the Big Talker 1210 and the BigTalker1210.com. My name is RJ McKay. My guest is Amy Siskind from the organization The New Agenda, and the website is called thenewagenda.net. And what's the other website that you have also that you've been...
Love is respect.org.
Okay, let's take another call. We got Bijan. Bijan on the cell. Welcome to the Big Talker 1210.
Hey, RJ, Amy, I got to tell you something right now. I was going to call and talk about the objectification of women and when, you know, everything provocative and all this kind of thing. And, you know, but that man, what was his name, Elijah?
Yeah.
He just threw me off the end of my rope. I got news for, you know, to be quite honest with you, I was raised in the hood by, you know, didn't know who the father was, but there was 10 of us. And, you know, 7 boys, 4 girls, and our mother worked hard and raised us to be decent folk, taught my sisters how to respect themselves and how to respect other people and this kind of thing. And it does come, he was right about the point that, you know, it is a parental thing, but while the father is necessary, I think people have this goodness taught from them from the, it's almost like we take a village like Mr. Hibbery used to say. But, Amy, I love what you're doing, and I think when you talk about, well, not even say therapy, but kind of counseling and that kind of thing with people and bringing it to schools. I mean, it's a great idea because in certain areas where the parent is in 2 units or one of the parents is dysfunctional, the school has to take over to some degree. So I applaud what you're saying. And that gentleman, Elijah, he made my brains explode. He needs some schooling himself on the way of the world.
All right, BJ, and I appreciate the call.
Okay.
All right, Amy, we're going to wrap it up here, okay? Appreciate you being on. And
thank you for having us.
Oh, anytime. I'll work on my schedule and we'll see when we can get you on again. Again, the article is called It Could Have Been Your Daughter. You can find it on thedailybeast.com. You're on there what, pretty regularly, I would say.
Yes.
Okay, very good. And then you can also, your website is thenewagenda.net, and the other website is loveisrespect.org. Okay, excellent. Amy, as always, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having us.
Anytime.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is the Big Talker 1210, WPHT, and the BigTalker1210.com.